Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about the best use of independent reading time, and this is from an article in the Journal of Educational Psychology, in which two university researchers and two elementary school staff members conducted a study to find out what independent reading time activities were the most effective at boosting students' reading growth. And to give a sense of what we're talking about, this was students in grades 2, 3, 4, and 6. It was over the course of a year, and it had teachers do a series of different activities in a 20-minute block that was independent reading that was following a normal 70-minute whole class reading lesson. So that's using your Basel anthology, following the curriculum, just a normal whole class lesson. And the different activities that they looked at were traditional instruction, so students were just asked to continue reading out of the Basel anthology by themselves, do rereading, things like that, for 20 minutes. There was workbook practice, so students were given workbooks that had pages of practice with short passages. There was something called individualized schema-based learning, which is a very jargony term that just means the teacher was circulating the room and having mini conferences with students, providing one-on-one support. This usually happened in a three-step strategy, praising the student where they were at, doing a quick reteach and or think aloud, and then returning to check back on the student later on. There was something called situated practice, which is when students simply go and practice with their independent books the skill that was practiced during the 70-minute whole class lesson. There was what's known as conceptual learning, which in this context means that students were choosing two nonfiction books on the same topic and reading them back to back and using that to answer higher order questions. They were doing compare and contrast, things like that. And then something called transactional learning, another sort of jargony term. All that meant was that students were reading a teacher-chosen book related to a thematic topic the class had been studying, and then they had a 5-minute class discussion at the end. So, again, those are pretty somewhat researchy terms for those ideas. I would encourage you to re-listen or download the article that has it written out. It might be an easier way to see it if you download the full write-up. But what the researchers found were that far and away, there were three interventions that had much more significant impact. And by more significant, I mean that if a student, on average, would have landed in the 50th percentile in vocabulary, for example, with one of these three interventions over the course of the year during those 20 minutes, they would instead land in the 69th percentile compared to if they hadn't had it. And what the three are were the individualized schema-based learning, so the one-on-one mini-conferences, the conceptual learning, which is, again, the two student-chosen back-to-back expository or nonfiction texts, and then transactional learning, which, again, was the students reading a teacher-chosen book on something that the students were doing in class, whether it was in science, social studies, a theme they'd been studying, followed by a 5-minute conversation with the class at the end. And these three were far more effective than the other ones, and they started seeing results as early as 6 weeks in. And so what the authors conclude is that these results show teachers need to seriously reevaluate the way they're having students use their independent reading time, because they say, quote, "These results support a call for reanalysis of the common practice of spending 90 minutes a day of a school day solely on traditional Basel instructional approaches, or 70 minutes in traditional instruction and 20 minutes in workbook or situated, applying the day's skill independently, practice." So, again, the authors here are suggesting that actually if we think about the most important thing that's going to help students learn seems to be the teacher actions during independent learning time, independent reading time, and that just doing workbooks, just doing situated learning practice, just doing the traditional reread the anthology, there's not enough teacher action in there, and so we're missing an opportunity to really help students grow. And this is especially was true for struggling readers. So that's it for this week. Thanks for listening, and happy reading. Happy teaching.